new Prime Minister Abdelhamid Dbeibah has really achieved quite a lot since he was the Prime Minister designate about a month ago. He has had meetings with constituencies in the East and West. He's met General Khalifa Haftar. He has met a range of civil society leaders. I think he's being a little bit optimistic when he says Libya is one and united, because there are two or three governments and hundreds of militias and a rogue army in the country at present, and the institutions function differently in different parts of the country. But maybe he's the man, because of his business background and kind of nonpartisan perspective, to begin to unite Libya. So I want to give him a try, and let's just see what he can accomplish.
The UN on Friday called for all foreign forces to leave Libya without further delay. Parliament Speaker Aqila Saleh called for unification of state institutions and pulling out of all mercenaries. Would the government of unity be able to achieve these two goals?
Well, those are two very big goals, and these things have been called for since 2014, since the Tobruk-Tripoli split happened. There have been some positive signs of late on the getting mercenaries out of Libya, and that's that the Russians and Sudanese withdrew from Sirte prior to the HOR meeting there to approve the cabinet list. However, the Russians didn't leave the country. Russian mercenaries just simply went to their base in Jufra and are likely to go back to Sirte now that those meetings are over. The Sudanese are largely withdrawing for their own domestic Sudanese internal political reasons. And Turks who are in the country are official army personnel and are not mercenaries, and they're not likely to leave. So the 23 October 2020 ceasefire declaration had a provision that troops needed to be out by January 23rd, and that hasn't happened. So I'm not really sure that the government has the power, because the mercenaries and foreign troops are much more powerful than the security forces of Libya. On the question of state institutions are kind of outside the purview of the government, because in Libya, the central bank and the NOC and the Libyan Investment Authority and GCAL, the electricity monopoly, are semi-sovereign and they don't answer to the government. So I'm not sure how the unity government can achieve that unless it plans to reform the entire economic model of Libya or appoint new heads of those semi-sovereigns in line with what's called the Buzznikov process.
Prime Minister Dbeibah jumped into his role even before his inauguration, including pledging to combat the coronavirus crisis and taking anti-corruption measures by freezing state-owned investment funds. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I saw that announcement too, and it brought a big smile to my face, because Dbeibah has come into office under many bribery allegations, and his family has been mired in all sorts of corruption allegations, both in the UK and Libya and Malta. So that his first thing that he would announce is that he's going to take anti-corruption measures and freezing state-owned funds seems very rich. But of course, it makes sense, because he wants to divert attention from all of the allegations around him and saying that he's going to take on corruption seriously. I don't understand what any of that means from an implementation perspective, because the Libyan Investment Authority, which is the state-owned investment sovereign wealth fund, that's already frozen. So what other funds does he mean to freeze? And combating coronavirus, Libya has essentially done nothing to enforce lockdowns or to have a coherent testing or vaccination program. So again, I need to see the implementation details. But of course, I agree with these proposals in theory.
So, what are the prospects of unity government's success against the backdrop of armed militias and behind-the-scenes foreign influence in Libya?
So although I'm quite skeptical about Prime Minister Dbeibah and the GNU's ability to take on things like corruption or unification of institutions, I want to give him the benefit of a doubt that he has shown himself more capable than others to make novel coalitions and novel alliances. So it seems possible that by carrot and stick, he might be able to get various armed militias to work together. He's not going to get them to disarm. That's not possible. And foreign influence is not going to decrease in Libya, but the Government of National Unity may have the ability to have novel alliances between different stakeholders. Like the Turks and Russians support opposite sides of the conflict, but they both want back payments. Maybe he's just the man to be able to get them their back payments, so they're willing to work together to see Libya progress towards a better future. And having a government in place is certainly better than having none in place.